questions on the table.
What's your social?
Very good. But I'm bump.
It's good.
Wait, the last time
touché.
We were here, Kishan gave me those little drums to go.
Oh but my God! Do I have the drums here? You want me to grab the drums?
Yeah, get them. Yeah, just in case. That's
good.
What's the time? It's probably 7.
Is it 7?
7 o'clock. On
7 o'clock.
The dot.
O'clock. Game time.
Give us a minute.
Game time.
Mm. He's getting the drums.
Do you just copy and paste that text message?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's...
Oh, I understand.
I'll spare whatever time I need if it's for a gag. For a gag joke. I don't know where the stand is, so you're just gonna have to deal with the tiny drums by themselves. Sorry, we're late. We had to get Sam a toy set so she wouldn't get distracted. Hello? This wire is always weird. Beep. How do I sound, guys?
Sound good.
Sounds good?
We hear you.
Awesome possum. Are you guys ready to begin?
Yes.
All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The White Light. As always, this information is not intended to be construed as a medical diagnosis or treatment. This information should not take the place of a consultation with a physician or healthcare professional for medical diagnosis and or treatment. For those of you who haven't listened to the previous episodes up on WMNJRadio.com/The White Light, Joni, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, I just want to thank all of you for being here, and thank you, Christian, for having me this year at Drew. I've had a blast. So for those of you who have not heard my spiel, my name's Joni Isinger, and I'm originally from Long Island, New York, and I was a social worker for about 10 years in New York City. Did not believe in any of this at all, thought that this was a hoax. I had a spiritual awakening around 2003, 2004, 2005. And I became able to do many, many things. So I became a healer. Mm-hmm. I became able to see into bodies, put my hands above people, and feel objects that, let's say, killed them from other lifetimes or felt distress in their body. I could see their energy centers called chakras. I became able to channel departed ones and pets. Jump into other lifetimes in a single bound and talk to animals and plants and crystals and do healings on them. Identify a person's divine purpose, clear negative energies from people, clear spaces, do it remotely, and many, many other things. So my life took a 180-degree turn. It was life-changing for the better, and my world opened up. So I do this professionally now. I do Skype and phone sessions for folks who aren't local to me. I'm in Central Jersey. And my website's joniswhitelighthealing.com. I love doing radio. This is my fourth radio show that I do monthly. And I do psychic galleries at a restaurant where I do open readings while people dine.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
That's very, very fun because everyone gets to hear everyone else's reading while they're eating. So it's like, what? And they drop their fork. No, it's really good. And I've authored and I sing. So that's who I am.
Oh, fun stuff. Today we've also got three witnesses.
Lauren.
Lauren.
Adam.
Adam.
And I'm Sam.
Hello, Sam.
Hi, Christian.
Fantastic. So the show shall begin now. You said something about channeling animals?
Yeah.
How many animals have you channeled? How many animals have you, like?
Okay, so let's see. So we've done birds, dogs, cats, skunks.
Skunks.
Camel, elephant.
A camel?
Giraffe. I think deer. Ladybug, earthworm, possum, hawk, turkey vulture, cardinals, bluebirds. And I think gerbil or hamster. That's those are the ones I can remember.
Huh.
Which one is the most interesting one to channel?
Yeah.
Who is the most interesting?
Cats and dogs. Cats and dogs, for me, they seem to have the most personality. And their personalities sometimes are like people. I mean, sometimes they're hysterical and they crack jokes. And then other times, like if the owner says, yeah, they're really a princess, like they come off that way. And the way they talk is hysterical, like, yes, you're right. And then other ones are just doofy. And it's just great. They're so entertaining. And then the woodland animals, like a skunk or a deer, just they just come in. They all have soul, just such depth, and you just understand more about the peace that's inside of them. Sometimes they have karma, though. They might bring with them imbalance from other lifetimes where there's trauma. So if someone wants me to do a healing on a pet and they're really a mess, I might not necessarily get that in that peace that's primitive and inherent to that animal. I go straight to the pain, because that's my job, is to find it.
How many people have taken you into pet shops to help them find the perfect pet?
No one so far.
Okay, so as soon as I'm ready to have my first like dog or cat, I'm calling you straight away.
Yeah, man.
That sounds so cool.
Oh, we're on. That is such a good trip. A trip to the pet store or a shelter, depending on where,
oh, yeah,
you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'd be chatting with them all. Yeah. And then you'd find the perfect match. And then I'm actually able to go in and identify if the person has known them from other lifetimes.
Oh, my God.
Because usually if you're taking in a pet, you've known them before.
We've talked about that on past episodes. Do you guys know Joy?
Yes.
That's fine if you don't. She was apparently my cat once upon a time. Yeah.
Remember that?
That was a fun story.
And she was talking about how no one owns me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I remember that.
So do you guys have any pets or anything like that? Or do you have any other questions and things like that?
I have a pet. Can we channel my dog?
What's your dog's name?
Rosie.
Rosie.
I'm going in. If people are wondering what the silence is. Do you have any questions about Rosie, or do you just want to get a general?
Well, she's very attention-seeking, and I was wondering, maybe there's a reason for that. She loves people, but she gets annoyed when you're not constantly paying attention to her.
Mm-hmm. Hallmark of a good dog.
Yeah. Karma. Okay, so we're going to clear karma here. So she was in another lifetime, and she was kept outside a lot. And I see her taking her paw, and she keeps going. She's scratching the outside of the door to get it to come in. But one of her claws, is it claws, finger, nails,
claw.
Nails.
Nails. Nails.
And claw. You think, I don't have a pet. I'm calling a toe's nail, a dog's nail a claw. Sorry, folks. Sorry, Rosie. One of her nails, it screwed up. It hurt. Something happened to it, and there's damage. So the other side's going to be working on assisting and healing that. And so there's a lot of pain that starts shooting up the leg. And so it's a hardened soul, hardened, very, very sad, and needing to be touched. And needing to be heard, because this soul, and it isn't anyone in your family, it's another family from another lifetime, had a barrier between her and them. So I'm going to have her do the karmic work. Forgive yourself. Forgive them. Yeah. Ask for their forgiveness and thank God for this life lesson. There you go, honey pie. So, does she like baths?
I'm actually not sure. No, she doesn't. She does not. She runs from them.
Does she go to the ocean?
She's only been to the beach once, and she was having a fun time, but she likes to follow a soccer ball. We were kicking around with her, so she was pretty happy.
Okay, because salt would help, like a salt bath to clear her. So if she can't go in a salt water bathtub, then we're just going to put out the intention that she's being cleared all around with sea salt. this should change in about a month. She'll start calming down a little, but she does seem to be the type of soul that does want to be held and heard. So this could go on through the lifetime, but that layer of pain is gone for sure. That's why she wanted the attention.
She gets a lot of attention at home, though.
Well, that's very good, yeah. Because that also is making up for her not having had it.
Oh,
I'm glad you asked.
And have I known her before?
5 times.
As a dog?
No, you were a friend. You picked her up. You held her. She wasn't well. I think she had bad bowels, so you held her so she could kind of like, she was in a lot of pain. That was one lifetime in particular. You had to hold her. She was very, very sick. And then you were her friend. You were never an animal. You were always a pet owner.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome. How about you guys? Do you guys have any pets?
I actually have a deceased Cocker Spaniel who was in love with me as a child, as a baby, and like would never leave under my crib. Like she would sleep under my crib at night. So I wonder if like you could connect me with that.
And what is their name?
Her name was Zippy.
Zippy. Rosie and Zippy. I wonder if they've known each other.
I'm going to go in because that's not clear. So sometimes when you're channeling, sometimes the information comes in a little off. So I just am asking for them to clear that. She was a human. Mm-hmm. You were friends as humans in another lifetime. The two of you hung out in a bar. But I think you were a man. I think that he was a she in that life as a woman. But you got rid of her. You put her away. You sent her away. Like, get the heck out of her. She's in love with you. You know how you said in love with and mm-hmm. wouldn't leave your side? Yeah, she's in love with you. So you got
a fan. You got a fan.
So you got to clear that karma because you did wrong by your woman. Let's clear that karma with the two of you. Forgive yourself. Yeah, that's good. That's very sad. That's very sad. Forgive her. Ask for her forgiveness. Please forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. Thank God for this life lesson. She was coming back like really needing you, wanting you, needing you. It just was unresolved. Two of you have had two other lifetimes together. You're friends, you hang out. Usually as a dog, sometimes as like a human. More so, I get animal spirit, but sometimes showing up as a human just to have fun. Mm-hmm. Very, very funny. Very, very, very sarcastic and very funny soul, a crack up, and you're going to see them again.
That's awesome.
For sure, for sure. There's a lot of love.
Is it in this lifetime?
No. Again, when you pass, you'll go home. They'll be there. They'll
awesome.
And just it's gorgeous, absolute incredible homecoming. Yeah, so that energy is cleared, so that's only better. Mm-hmm. Like, it only makes for better between the two of you, because you're these two souls that just love and respect one another.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm glad you asked.
Oh, well, I bought, actually, we got Murphy, our current dog, shortly after my old dog passed away, and 16 years old, same age as me, so I grew up with her. But Murphy is just, and everyone says it, she's just so human-like. And she just, I don't know, there's something very special about her. I wasn't sure if she was, like, sent to our family on purpose or...
You picked her. Mm-hmm. So you were supposed to have her. So it wasn't as much random, like, the universe plopped her down. It was that before coming into this lifetime, y'all sat around coming up with plans of what would be on your timeline, and that she was there.
Okay.
And it's like, okay, so you're going to be here. You're a doll. You're a honey. You were just going to have you, okay? And say, okay, fine. Would you like to know why she's there?
Yes, please.
Like, what's her, what's the purpose?
That's a good question. Yeah.
So imagine, like an energy ball. And then she's the energy ball. She's of a high consciousness. She's very, very sweet and loving. Love, love, love energy. And that she, imagine all of these little rays of love streaming out, and that she hits a lot of people. She's touching many people's lives with love. She encourages people to speak truth. So the more you are in touch with your, the more honest you are with yourself, the more clear you are about who you are, the more you love yourself, the more loving you'll be to others, and the more truthful you'll be to others. So she's all about truth and honesty. And in the way that she pads around, just pads around, if you watch her, it's very simple, and that's honest. Like, she's being honest. Can't you see I'm hungry? You can see I'm hungry. I'm just being honest. She's very transparent. Like, what you see is what you get, and she asks that of us. So that's a very high concept for an animal to come in and role model transparency. Don't hide behind anything. Be honest. I need to go out now. Please walk me. I'm tired now. Okay, so simmer it down. Don't be so loud, because this is around the time when I would get tired and I would want to go to sleep. It's absolute, it's clarity divine.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you feel like that kind of makes sense?
It does make sense. She's, oh my God, I can't believe, you look into her eyes and she's just another human.
Yeah.
And she came into our lives at a very good time, I would say, because my dad's mom just passed away, and so.
Yeah, that oftentimes is what happens. That sometimes that happens when a child is born. Sometimes that happens when an animal comes in. It's to bring hope, to lift people's spirits. I mean, I know that isn't rocket science, but yeah. I've channeled this. I've read this in spiritual literature and other channeled messages. There are no coincidences.
Am I ever going to have a pet?
If you want to.
Oh, well, yeah.
If you want to.
Sweet.
How many do you want?
Ooh, I never even thought of how
they
many.
They say you can
want.
Have two.
Oh, I would love to.
They're putting a limit on it?
No.
That seems a little unfair.
No. They think two would suffice. Now, I don't know what two is. It might mean, though, that you might not be able to handle more than two.
Mm-hmm.
Or that it was pre-written that you would have two.
Two would be fine. I would love to. One
you
giant
could have
dog,
four.
One tinier one.
You could have four, but they. I think it also could have to do with finances.
Well, yeah.
That sense. If you've got four pets, then like half of the food's going over there, and then your stomach might be growling. So they're talking about that too. Do you have any questions?
Ooh. I don't know. Oh, when I was a kid, I actually did have a pet. I had one betta fish and a bunch of tinier, weaker fish, kinda. And they were separated by a screen inside one tank. Somehow the betta fish made it to the other tank, and then 99% of the smaller, weaker fish disappeared for a week, until we lifted up a skull and all the fish sort of dispersed.
Wow.
And ran everywhere, and the betta fish was dead. There was one lone weaker fish swimming around outside of the skull, like next to the dead betta fish.
Are you sure you didn't just dream this?
I am positive, because I remember my father taking the betta fish out of the jar, out of the tank, and throwing it into the backyard as a way to get rid of it. And I was like, that's not, I've seen people
Dad.
Flush it down the toilet, but I never went into the backyard after that, because that freaked me out. But there's a lot to think about in that scenario.
Yeah, that's Twilight Zone-ish.
None of them ever had names, because there were too many fish, and they're all fish, so like I can't tell the difference between them.
Mm-hmm.
If it's possible, I'd like to know what the lone fish was thinking, the one that was swimming next to the dead betta fish.
I was going to ask if that lone fish ate the betta,
or
killed it, or nipped it.
Entirely possible.
Yeah, so I'm going to go in, because that was part of, like, why was it? So I'm going with your question, and Joni's, like, we're going to get a picture of what went on there.
You you flush fish down the
toilet? It's very interesting. This fish took over in the dominance.
This seems like it.
This fish is like, I'm here. Uh-huh. I'm here. It's my turn. It's my pool. And it's mine. And there was an ownership. Mm-hmm. And that soul claimed territoriality. I guess it was next in the hierarchy, the dominance chain. So that's what I get. It was there. It was, and also I also see it was protecting the others. So that was part of its job too, was a protection. So if it swam a certain way, then they would know it's fine. If it swam another way, they would go and hide. It had different positions. So may I go and find out why the beta fish died?
Yeah, go for it.
Let me see about that.
I'm also curious to see how it got to the other side of the tank, like past the screen. Fish are weird.
You know, it's interesting. I get it was struck, but when I looked to see if there was an attack, I don't think there was an attack. So it either hit something, or maybe if it was trying to get through a screen, it might have something. It could have hit something in its body. Could have, but it failed. Definitely went down. It feels more like an injury than illness to me, and that it couldn't handle it. It took a brunt blow. Yeah.
Has that been haunting you ever since childhood?
I've just been thinking about it.
That's like a Nancy Drew episode, Nancy Drew mystery or something, or Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
The case of the dead beta fish.
Yeah. It's been boggling my mind for years.
Good question.
Like, how did you get through?
It's a good question. Like, I don't know if I've ever gone into a fish. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you guys have any other questions about things and stuff? Doesn't have to be related.
Yeah, kind of. So kind of how you were telling Sam about how when she got the dog, it was like the right time and it was something in her family. I was actually, I was born 2 weeks early in between my great-grandmother's viewing and funeral.
Wow. Mm.
And it was always kind of one of those things that my family joked that, like, it was her that kind of was like, okay, it's time to get him down here now because I'm not here. Is there something, is there a connection there?
Let's see. It wasn't pre-birth planned. It was an arrangement that happened post-incarnation, meaning after you were born, after all of you were now here. And there was an agreement between you. Do you have a sister?
No, I have a brother.
Okay. Then there's a female. It could be the mom, but I feel like there's another woman. It could be your, who was it, your great-grandmother?
My great-grandmother.
Yeah. That's interesting. I said sister. I think you were her sister in another lifetime. That's why I got sister. So there's a discussion going on regarding, because it's a warmth that I got. Like, if he comes, there would be warmth, and that's what she wanted. She wanted warmth. It was necessary. It filled her heart. If you could come in, it was like banishing the sadness. We do not need to have this. So if he comes forth, then there will be treats and happy, and people will rejoice, and that is what I want. It took the edge off. You took the edge off of suffering by coming in, but it wasn't planned beforehand. It was last minute. It literally, I think that this conversation of higher selves, of souls, went on for a day, and that's it, regarding when your mom would go into labor. It was a, should we do this? And then your mom's chatting about it. You're involved. I think your father is involved. What was her name, Rosie?
oh, gosh, I forget. What was her name?
Wow, Adam. Wow.
That's okay. That's okay. You'll find afterwards, your mom, or you'll have to have your mom call in. Or
I'll remember it.
And she was satisfied. She was very pleased. She liked the way that happened.
That's really interesting.
That's good.
My family always called me like the little ray of sunshine on a cloudy day because that's how my grandmother referred to it.
That's beautiful, and I think that's what this is about. And ray of sunshine is warmth. Mm-hmm. So there's no coincidence. It's beautiful.
Awesome.
Can you go into each of our like, why are we born at this time in this life? Like, the purpose of this time.
You mean, like, that's more like of an astrological, but I could do it from a channeling perspective?
Yeah, like, sort of why like were you born with him?
Okay, so who wants to go?
I will go if you want.
Go for it.
Okay. So what do you want to give your birth? You don't have to give the, well, it's up to you how much you want to give in terms of your birthday, date, year.
Oh, well, my birthday was yesterday. It's April 15th.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
So I've been 20 for a day now. I was born in 1998.
Okay. Okay. Let's see why you were born when you were born. You know, they use the term tripping the light fantastic. So around the time when you were born, the energies were certain. This is going to sound probably the same with each person, but I'm hoping that they change it up. Please make it unique. The energies were cosmic, obviously. You needed a certain type of a pulse. There was some type of an energy pulse that was going on at that time. You're a very unique spirit, and to come in on that day, there's like a crisscross, like I see lateral energies, I see spokes coming out of it, I see all different arrangements, it's like geometric, it's sacred geometry basically, it's all patterned, and or like a grid, and that you had to show up then, it was, they also say something about the mass consciousness. By coming in at this time, you were able to bring forth what you needed to. There are other times there were lower pulses, lower like lulls, and that they wouldn't give you as much of a burst. So when you came in exactly when you did, it was heightened, like fast and furious energy. And to be born with that pulse energy just struck you, and then you could catapult forward.
Ooh.
That's neat. I have to tell you, I have never channeled that type of stuff before.
Ooh, first time.
Yeah.
First time documented.
Wow.
Nice.
It happened. You were here. Do either of you?
Well, I was born on May 25th, and I actually just recently found out that I was born on a blue moon.
Oh, okay.
Which is pretty nifty, I would say. So, I don't know. Could you speak?
I don't remember what blue moon is, but at the time when there was the last one, I was more knowledgeable. But let's see, and what year?
1998.
So it's May 25?
Yep.
Okay, let's see what was going on then.
Blue moon is a pretty crappy beer.
You know, it's interesting because I see before you're born, you herald an angel. Come here, come here, come here. And then you get struck and they give you this touch, like being touched by an angel, information. You're an information gatherer. Do you like doing research?
I mean, I like learning.
Yeah, you cull a lot of information. You're amassing. There's a lot of this, a lot of this. You bring it in. You're gathering and gathering and bringing in and culling and culling. And heightened sense of awareness around that time, that angel was right with you, and I just see this magical touch on you, but it was for you to be able to see things and know things. You were given a certain type of permission to go out, and the world is your oyster, but we need for you to come back with tons of information. So are you aware of your curiosity?
Yeah, my coach, actually, when I was younger, I just always, like, my catchphrase was, I have a question. And he's like
perfect.
We need to make you a shirt that just says, I have a question, so you don't need to say it anymore.
Perfect. That's who you are. That's who you are. So you're in this lifetime, you're to ask a question all the time. And you're asking yourself questions, you ask other questions, and you're amassing information. It's for soul growth, and it's also to bring information back to the masters who are on the other side and to share the information with them. You're a wealth of knowledge, and they need your reporting to them. So May 25 was a perfect time, 1998, at the moment, at that time when you were born, but that angel was there to assist you, so you would just have that perfect, I don't know, like an energy structure, and that message, like that memory that was placed there that internal Geiger counter or something of knowing exactly what to do. Cool.
Perfect.
This is cool. Christian, you make cool shows.
My turn. I was born on April 1st, 97.
Let's see.
So they tell me.
You know, it's really interesting. Whatever was going on then was quiet. It felt low. Not bad low, but mm-hmm. like one of those lulls. You know, we talked about spikes and then lulls. And it was... You wanted to come in when it was more tired and not as eventful, right at that moment, at that moment. And I hear you crying out, going, "Can you hear me, 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 me?" And you hear the echo. And so in this lifetime, it's for you to be heard. And here you are on a radio show behind a mic.
Fair.
For many, many souls to hear you. Mm. So it's almost like you were in a vacuum, but you wanted it to be that way. So when you plunge down into this incarnation, mm-hmm. you kind of reverb out and you want everyone to know that you're here. If you were in a loud spike of a pulse, and you might have gotten lost. Mm. And no one would hear you necessarily because there would be all of that buzz. Mm. So when Christian comes in... He's in town because the energy was, you slipped in right when there was a quiet moment for you to then make a statement.
Always the dramatic one.
Yeah. Here we go.
Always extra. I was actually born 2 weeks late. Supposed to be born around my grandmother's birthday, if that means anything.
No,
but apparently
not
I had
to
other
be.
Plans.
No. So when they say in 3D, in the physical, oh, that's what you're supposed, that's your your due date, that's the mom's due date of the baby. That's scientific, but there's something higher that's going on. Mm-hmm. There's all arrangements being made as to when you're really going to be born. Mm-hmm. So you were not good. That was not going to happen.
Word. I had my own plans.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So in this lifetime, you're to be heard. And it's speak
cool
up, make the statement, and keep going.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we'll be opening up the lines for everyone else, all the listeners. We'll be continuing our conversation here and there. Hopefully people will call in, and once they do, we'll take their calls and do the same thing that we've been doing here. So if you're listening to this and you're interested in calling, the number is 973-408-4567. Repeat, 973-408-4567. And now we wait. And we wait, and we wait, preferably as we keep talking.
10, 9, 8.
Is it going to happen?
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I guess you're not safe.
Exactly.
Counting.
Oh,
should I answer enough?
Absolutely, answer it. Hello and welcome to the White Light. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Kate.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, how are you?
I'm solid. Do you have any questions for our psychic?
Yeah, I guess I just wanted to know, like, what my purpose in this lifetime is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me go in.
All right.
You're a motivator. The word that I got was you drive. So I'm going, is she going to do Uber? No. It's metaphor. So you are to drive. You're a motivator. You have drive. You're an encourager. You're a leader. You're a motivator. You also dictate. So you're going to be telling people what to do. Managerial, large scope. There are going to be many people that you're going to be delegating responsibilities to. It's going to take a while, but over time, you're going to have a whole bunch of people underneath you. And it's not an ego trip, honey. It's because you're good. You are very good at this. Do you feel that you have leadership qualities?
I definitely like leading. Sometimes it's harder for me to, like, get myself into those positions because I can, like, step back a little bit, but I definitely like the leadership.
Put on a piece of paper. Do you have pencil and paper with you? Pen and paper? Or phone?
No, but I mean,
for voicemail, or you've got a good memory?
Yeah, sure.
I am a leader. That's your mantra.
Mm-hmm.
I am a leader. That will help bring you closer to that vibration, that higher, stronger, solid, confident vibration that you're a leader. So where you are right now, it's understandable that you might hold back. Normal. I wasn't doing this at your age. It took me a while until I got to where I am. For other people, it's natural younger. But if you are holding back, if you're not quite there, it's harder to get in those positions. Know that you're a leader. Say it to yourself, I'm a leader, even if you're not doing it yet. And you're going to start fitting the part when you believe that you have what it takes and you give yourself that space to learn and grow and enjoy it. Not as a chore, enjoy and have fun in that, you will watch yourself blossom. You're going to be treating people well. You're going to be telling people what to do. It's dictating. It's managerial. And in whatever field you do, you're going to work your way through the ranks, and ultimately you will be in some type of an administrative or managerial position, and that will suit you very well. You are very detail-oriented, and that is very important. You don't skip a beat.
Mm-hmm.
The people respect you, and you're also a very good listener. So when you put that all together, you're a very good role model for other people, seeing how it is to be a fair leader. There are other people that are not finding fair leaders. So when you come on the scene and then you start having one person under you and then another person, oh, and then you have a team and then you have a department, people are going to be like, wow, you want to work with her because she's really good. She's nice and she's fair and she's strong. That is who you are.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Does that, how, I know it was like a mouthful. Do you feel like that could maybe be you one day?
Yeah, it really makes sense. Do you have any idea of, like, kind of what field, like, I would be working?
What are you studying now?
Well, right now I'm studying, I'm majoring in psychology and minoring in theater and religion. But I was, like, it took me a while to decide to minor in theater because I was thinking about, like, maybe double majoring, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go in. Let's see. I see you working in a rehab with adults.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I see head trauma, brain injury. I see speech defect. I see rehab. I see you're working with other professionals and they're having problems with head trauma. A lot of disability, cognitive, a lot of cognitive, and it's rehab. It's like a Kessler Institute. You could look up Kessler. It's local to Jersey here. But not that you're going to be in Jersey afterwards, but it's a rehab. And you are, it's adult. I think it feels more like adults, not kids. And you, I'm just going to see what area, what field this is. So it could be some type of psych, neuropsych. It could be PT-ish. But it could end up where you have enough where you need maybe a graduate degree, but you end up more in the admin part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Admin part of a rehab. I don't see a drug rehab. I see it's physical rehab.
Okay.
Boy, honey, keep in touch with me if that ends up happening, because that would just blow my mind.
I will.
And enjoy the ride.
All right.
And if you want to, if you friend me on Facebook, then that's the way that you could fill me in.
All right.
If you want to, you don't have to, but just however you find me, just find me.
All right, I will.
Thanks a million, Kate.
Yeah.
Good luck.
There you go. Perfect. That was a great call. Right on time.
Should we do that again? Do it again.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if you can do it twice in a row.
No, exactly. I don't want to do that.
Reminder, the number is 973-408-4567. It's an easy enough number to remember, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sequential. It's very nice. What do you guys think about that reading? Adam's got a hmm. Doesn't look convinced.
Do you think when people ask you what their profession is, they end up go, like, do you find that they often go into that?
Not necessarily. No.
Oh. Ooh.
But I did get to answer that.
Hello and welcome to the White Light. What is your name and what is your question?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Ooh. Oh, okay, maybe they'll call back.
That was spooky.
Because it sounded a little bit...
Yeah, maybe a bad reception. It is back. Kind of cloudy today.
Call back, please.
It'll take 10 seconds for them to hear it, because we've got a delay. But I don't know.
So what you would ask Sam about people asking about their profession, sometimes they're on, sometimes they're right on track, and other times not, but it's not bad if it's different from what they're studying.
Let's take it. Hello and welcome to The White Light. What is your name and what is your question?
Hi, I'm Brian. I'm just wondering how I'll be in the future, like my future career.
And you're a student here?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go in. Let's see. Do you want to have a blast? Do you want to have a really, 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 really good time?
I guess, I want to help people. Does that make sense?
Yes, and are you full of laughs and love and light, and do you want life to be, I don't want to say a party, but do you want to have a real fantastic, fantastic, happy life, like where there's such joy where you're laughing?
Yes.
Because I feel that in you, like you come into this life, so you want joy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense.
It does, right? You want joy. What are you studying now?
Biology.
Do you do any physics?
Physics, no.
Okay. And hang on. What's your connection with animals? Do you like, would you be a vet?
I never thought about it, but I do love animals. I have a dog.
Have you done organic chem?
No, I'm doing that in the fall.
Are you strong in chemistry?
No.
Yeah. Would you dissect animals?
Yeah.
You could do that?
Yeah, I would.
You know, you have a very, very, very strong animal connection. I don't know if you could get into are your grades okay? Do you think you could get into veterinary school?
I think so. I think just chem is the only thing that I'm struggling with.
Right.
But with bio, is doing really well.
Let me see again. The other thing, too, is do you work out?
I do go to the gym.
Would you be a trainer? Would you get into sports science? And sports medicine?
I never thought about that, but I would.
You know, I see you also doing hands-on. I see runners, and I see you possibly being an ankle specialist. So I don't know I don't know in terms of how far you'd want to go with your schooling and what type of, you know, upper-level schooling you could get into. But I do see a trainer. I see hands-on with ankle, specifically ankle, which is wild. Do you run?
No.
Okay. And then I also see animals. Now, also, let me go. I want to go in about the kids because I see kids too. Hang on.
Okay.
Have you taken anatomy and physiology?
I took it senior year of high school, but I'm taking it here next semester.
Good. Good. Look at that. They already have half of your schedule down. That's good. Between organic chem and anatomy and physiology. So you're on the right track, which is really good validation from the other side that you're on the right track. I see you training kids as well in sports, but it's not like necessarily gym teacher. It's higher level. So I don't know if this is in college, but it's performance driven. So, and again, I see track and I see running and I see ankles. So there are people who are specialists on the field for teams, and biology is the body. And it's just a matter of what are you going to do with this body? And the kids, you know, the students that are on the field, they're training. And people pay a lot of money for trainers for teams.
Yeah.
like professional teams and minor league or even college, you could get paid real well, but it's a matter of what direction you want to go in, because we've got the animals, we've got the kids, and then we have, I don't even remember because I was channeling. What was the third one?
I believe it was, wasn't it the sports?
Yeah, generally sports, yeah. So you have several avenues you're going to know. The whole point is you want to be having fun. Your soul is about joy. So you will not be in a job where you're in the doldrums, where it's bored, where you're bored. It's not going to be happening. You will not stand for it. That is who you are as a soul. Sure, you have to show up at a job. You have to maybe wake up early and, you know, like work a full day. But you are going to be enjoying your life very much, and you're going to be helping many, many, many people. Does that make sense to you, this reading?
Yeah, it's actually really reassuring. That's really my main goal in life, is to help people.
Yep.
No, I'm actually going to achieve that at all.
You are going to be helping so many people, and you're going to be so happy that when I go into your future, I want to cry with joy. There are going to be times when you're going to sit back and you're going to cry. You are going to cry with joy. You're going to not believe what you did, what you're doing, and what you've accomplished. You're going to be so in awe of life and how you did it. You're going to find it to be miraculous. Follow your gut, because it's good.
Oh, okay.
I'm very happy for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad you called in.
Fantastic. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
Cool beans.
Wow.
Look at that, a happy future.
Wow.
That's
awesome.
What do you guys think of that?
That was awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Do you ever have to tell anybody that their future is
pretty shitty?
Yeah.
I never. That's a good question. I never tell them that. What I do is that I tell them what they need to do in order to change it.
Okay. Mm.
Because if they don't, they're not going to be having a good future. So I can identify the blocks: fear, doubt, bad attitude, karma. Something's got to shift in order for you to get it right, in order for it to be a better life. And a lot of times people come in with issues in order for them to face them, so then they could change it so the rest of their life is good.
How's my future looking? Be a senior next year? Gotta start thinking about it.
You make a decision and then you go forward and then you change your mind. That's what happens.
Really?
So you might find that at some point you change. But it doesn't mean that that's a fail.
Mm-hmm.
So know that you're going to be doing something, and then you're like, you know what, no. And then you go off in another direction, you're like, oh yeah, okay. But you needed to have done the first thing. It was imperative that you did that in order for you to get to the next place. So no worries and no fear if you start doing something, oh my God, she said that I'm not going to be doing it at some point. When am I not going to be doing it? Is it tomorrow? Yeah.
I'll take it.
Oh, it's okay. Good. You have a very, very, very good life.
Sweet.
You live very peacefully. There's going to be a lot of peace.
That's
a lot of peace. Yeah. Yeah. This is more of a rest of a life. Other lifetimes were too hurried. This one's more peaceful, and you needed that. You needed more of a quiet rest.
Definitely quiet and slow, so that that kind of adds up. That makes sense.
You had to have that, definitely.
Could I ever choose a louder, more active life if I wanted to,
in another one?
This one
or this one? You'd have to change it. It'd be weird for you because you come in a certain temperament. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to beef it up and have it be like all rushed or hurried or something like that, it would be strange to you. It would be like wearing someone else's jacket. And you're like, that doesn't fit, that doesn't feel right.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you could always do it for fun and try it a different way, but not the way you're hardwired a certain way in this lifetime. You set it up that way. Now, I don't want to say hardwired, because that's more of like the person's essence, their true way.
Mm-hmm.
The way that you fashioned who you'd be in this lifetime is for you to be more low-key and easygoing because you needed it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's I actually cool. have a... Lauren, were you going to go?
Oh, no, you can go.
I actually have a question. That's why I came in here today. So my love life is literally such a hot mess right now.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if you could shed some light on the situation, some white light on the situation.
Oh, I love it. Let's see. Let's do that. Choose. Make a decision.
How so?
Whichever way you want to go, whatever you want to do, and stick to it. And then don't go back. So whatever's going on, there's something that you're holding on to. You might have to let it go.
Okay.
There's someone, and it doesn't feel very comfortable to me. I don't feel comfortable with it. And that if you let it go, it would be better for you.
Okay.
I don't feel comfortable with this. And it's not a judgment. So when I channel that, by the way, I'm just like teaching here. I don't care. I don't know who. I don't know. I don't have an investment. It's just I go into the energy of what it is, and I don't feel comfortable. It doesn't feel good to me. And then when I move it away, I'm relieved.
Okay.
And so that's my wording to you. So it's a pattern that you're doing. You do this, it seems. You're finding someone. It doesn't feel very comfortable. You hold on, hoping that it might shift. But by the time that it's gotten so crummy, you're not feeling well.
Okay.
You don't have to wait until it gets bad. You can figure it out sooner. You like to challenge yourself, though. That's for sure. You like the challenge. I mean, that's part of who you are, but it's not very healthy. So you've done enough of these challenges where you could kind of put some of that to rest, and you don't have to do this anymore. There'll be other ones that come in that are more to your liking. Better match. Definitely a better match. This whole thing with you is about finding yourself.
Okay.
It's about who you are and what you like and what you don't like, what you'll put up with and what you won't. So that's what it's about. It's not about, am I going to land the right one? It has nothing to do with obtaining the right one. It's all about soul growth. Because when you ultimately pass, when you go back home after you die, the D word, then they go, not like, oh, how many people were you with? Or did you find the one? It's, what did you learn? That's what this entire Earth school is about.
Okay.
And sure, if you land a good one or a few or whatever, great. But that's not the point. So it's whenever we meet another person and have a relationship with them, it's learning about self in relation to other. So it's, what can I learn about myself? How can I what can I learn from this? What did I learn from this? And then how many people are involved?
You're asking me how many people are involved right now?
Yeah.
Well, there's no one currently.
Okay, isn't that interesting? You know what it felt like?
What?
It felt like there were a few. Do you have your eye on someone?
No.
Have you not been meeting the right people?
I mean, I haven't met the right person. I mean, I've never had a boyfriend or I've never had
they're saying you're not looking in the right places. You're compromising your integrity. And it's very interesting because maybe these are people that you've been thinking about and those are the relationships that have been in your heart that you've wished to be with, but they haven't been the right one.
Okay.
So there's a reason why you're not with them, and it's fine.
Okay.
It's good that you haven't been with them because I'm not getting a match with any of them. Isn't that interesting? Because I kept reading all of these different people thinking that you were with them and there were no matches. So be clear about what you want. Know who you are. They're coming. Do you want to know how many?
Yeah.
Five.
Five.
Oh, six.
Near future. Or?
All. It just starts happening.
Okay.
So don't worry. You're not broken.
Okay.
This is about finding you and knowing who you are. They weren't there yet. This was not your time. This was not supposed to happen now.
Okay.
So know that. They're coming. Ooh, I like them. So they're all going to show up, and then you're going to be like deluged. You might like be, you know, like when a wave hits you, bam. And you get slapped in the face by the wave. You need a neck collar, honey.
All right, you're gonna start wearing that tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, that's good. That's like the energy, like the you know, you need a mantra.
Yeah.
I am a leader, or just wear a neck collar. Don't settle.
Okay.
Don't compromise your integrity. Know that you're it. Know you're the it girl, and that's not ego.
Okay.
Know that you're a God spark. You're sacred and special and holy and blessed, as we all are. Mm-hmm. And know that you're going to find someone who's a frequential match to you. And they love you. I see you married. I see you with at least one kid. I see you just doing your thing. And that ultimately you go, wow, look at that. It took me until then. And then you sit back and you go, good, I'm glad I waited. And that's interesting, because you might want someone like yesterday, mm-hmm. but when you ultimately meet this person, you're going to be reflecting back on all the ones from your past that you met, and you're going to be comparing them, and you're going to go, they all paled in comparison. And that's why I wasn't with this one, this one, this one, this one for those years. So it's worth the waiting, okay. and you're going to be thrilled, and he's going to treat you so well.
That's very reassuring.
And there's going to be some dinner. I don't know what this is. You're going to have to keep in touch.
Okay.
Oh my God,
it's a dinner. It's a special dinner. That's all I can say.
All right.
You'll let me know.
Hello and welcome to the White Light. What is your name and what is your question?
Hey, what's up, Dad? This is Richard.
Richard!
Hey!
Hello. Hi. How you guys doing?
Hi.
Pretty solid. Do you have any questions for us?
Yeah, I do have a question. My question is, what do you guys think my purpose in life is going to be?
Okay.
But you guys, Joni. Hi, Joni.
Hi, honey pie.
So I'm to your left.
I love that. Love it. Outside of the station, oh, calling in. Go ahead. Love it. Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay, so you want to know your purpose. Let's see. I'm going in.
Scary man.
You know, it's interesting. The thing that I got was, have you been studying law at all? Or legal rights?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Have you been studying activism?
A little bit.
Okay. So what I get is a little bit here is I get indoctrinating and bringing people into the fold. Hmm. But there's something about, it feels like there's this leadership piece, and I feel like you're moving people towards a better outcome. I don't know if you're going to be getting involved in legal, public relations. I feel like you're speaking for a group. Community activism. I feel like you're in charge of a committee. Welfare, human welfare, human rights. So I'm not sure how much of this is law versus social policy.
It's funny that you say that, because both of these things are things that I've thought about, like, in great detail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was younger, I really wanted to be a lawyer. But my dad's a lawyer.
There you go.
But then I decided not to be. But I am a political science minor, and the reason I'm doing that is because later on in life, I want to be involved in policy change, like, down the road. Currently, I'm a chem major, though. But I do want to do policy change probably later on in my life, and leave running for, like, public office or even, like, being outside the bureaucracy and, like, doing, like, activism work, as you've been saying. So, like, everything you've been saying has been spot on.
Wow. You know, human rights law? Is that right? Is that something I just made up?
No, it's a thing.
Yeah,
it is a thing. I think that's where you go.
Yeah.
That makes sense to you. I just feel that you're able to do this, that you enjoy working for people, but I get the word downtrodden, that you're looking for people who've been hurt in one way or another, and it's either criminal or they've just something, their rights have been trespassed. They use the term, their rights have been trespassed upon.
Mm.
And that you're very sought out. So people are going to find you. I think you might be a lawyer. You might hang a shingle.
Yeah, I'll think about it, definitely.
And if it isn't something that's independent, then I feel like you work, you're a community activist, but I feel like there's legal involved.
Yeah, I definitely feel what you're saying. I mean, I've thought about, like, becoming a lawyer, like, 100 times. Mm. And I've been having, like, a really tough time with chemistry lately. Like, I feel like I'm, like, hitting this wall.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been trying to, like, think about, okay, like, what else should I start, like, looking into? And maybe it's law school, which is kind of fucking hilarious to me, actually.
You mean because your father's going to be going, I told you?
No, it's more along the lines of, like, my father's probably going to be like, why?
Oh, funny.
My father calls himself a recovering lawyer.
Yeah.
Because, like, the way that, like, lawyers have to, like, think about the world and, like, think about things is just so particular.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's incredibly specialized because, you know, you're a lawyer.
Right.
It's actually funny that you say that because I've actually been thinking about this seriously once again after a couple of classes I've taken over this school year.
I love it. This is about human rights and righting the wrongs. This is about justice. I'm so glad you asked. It's good to hear your voice. We just mentioned you at the beginning of the show that you were the first witness.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, and you were reborn.
Yeah, that was some crazy shit. That was some really crazy ass shit. I was sitting there just like, this isn't anything. And they're just like, let me just go ahead and call you out your entire fucking life. I'm exposed.
And look, now you're calling in.
Anyway, thank you. I'll see you guys.
You got it. Thanks, Richard. Bye.
That takes us to the end of the show. I hope you guys had a great time.
Yes.
I had a fantastic time. Joni, where can we find you?
You can find me at joniswhitelighthealing.com. And you could find me on Facebook. Please friend me. Just let me know how you found me, because I don't just friend anyone. You could also like my fan page, Joni's White Light Healing, which is on Facebook. And I do sessions, so I have come on campus to do sessions for the students. That's easy. So if you don't have a car, just contact me and we could set it up. We could meet in the EC. And also, I think we were saying maybe the pre-show, mm-hmm. that we're not sure whether we're going to have a show in May, June, July, or August. Maybe, Christian, if you want to take over.
We are considering having summer shows. If that's something that you guys would be interested in, please contact me or Joni and basically yell please 1,000 times. Otherwise, we'll probably be back in September, but I'll keep everyone posted.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you'd like to listen to the past episodes, wmnjradio.com/thewhitelight. Thank you, Joni, for being on the show again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lauren, Adam, and Sam, for being this season finale's witnesses. Wow.
Thank you so much, all of you, for being here on the show with me.
And that about wraps it up. So catch you guys later.
Thanks.
Woo.
Bye.